welcome to A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Heather LeGran. There are many interesting rugby characters in New York City, and I have the pleasure of having one of them with me today.
I've never been called that.
he's the author of a new rugby cookbook called The Hooligans Table, and it's my pleasure to have with me David Martin. David, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to be a character.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the book. How did the book come about?
Well, I've been a reporter most of my career and a writer. A lot of my friends have written books. As every reporter will tell you, it's always in the back of their mind, what's their book going to be? I wanted to go a different way. A lot of my friends have written about true crime stuff and mafia stuff. And, you know, I put together two things that I really like, which is, you know, eating out, going to the bar and playing rugby. So it's just an idea I've always sort of kicked around in my head, and I've sort of pitched it to different people, and different book agents and editors have said, oh, that's a really good idea. And I finally, after years of talking about it, just, you know, put the shoulder to the wheel and did it.
Now, you got a lot of really great recipes in there. Are a lot of them your original ones, or are they ones you got?
No. What I did mostly was I've compiled about close to 90 recipes from rugby players around the world, from rugby players and rugby fans and rugby friends, and a lot of rugby pubs as well. So I've sort of compiled those. There's some of the recipes that are in there are mine. But most of them come from other people who are much more accomplished chefs than I.
What's some of your favorites?
There's really everything in the book. There's some fun stuff. There's a dish called Beckenhoff, which is a dish I had in France, which is fabulous. There was a kid on my team who was over from, I played with the New York Rugby Club. There was a guy over here studying, or I think he was on an internship for a year, and he was French. And I said, oh, my gosh, one of my favorite dishes is Beckenhoff. And he goes, oh, oui, oui, that is my mother's favorite dish to make. Whenever I go home, I have her make that for me. So his mom's recipe is in the book. So it's stuff like that. A friend of mine gave me a recipe. Susan is not a rugby player at all, but she gave me this great recipe for spaghetti and meatballs. Everyone loves spaghetti and meatballs. So there's a lot of different stuff in there. There's a kangaroo filet recipe from a bar called The Australian here in New York. I don't know if a lot of people are going to make kangaroo filet, but it's there. South African sausages. Yes. So there's a really good range of stuff. And, you know, everything I put in there is something I'd want to try.
Great.
Yes.
You mentioned there a little bit about you play rugby. How did you get enrolled in rugby here?
How did I get enrolled in rugby in the beginning? A friend of mine got to university, and I went to Florida State University. I was walking through campus. Some guy grabs me and says, hey, you should play rugby. And I said, oh, my friend plays rugby at, you know, Notre Dame. And he goes, oh, we play them. And I said, oh, great. So I get to see my friend. And he absolutely lied. We'd never played Notre Dame before or since. But I just got hooked. I started playing, and I went out and played in the first weekend. And I was like, well, this is a great game. And, you know, you go to the game, you go to the pub. You know, people start buying you beers. I think I had a barbecue sandwich the first time I went out and played. And I, you know, that was, 25, 30 years ago. So, yeah, 30 years ago. So I've stuck with it.
Okay. And you've been playing, as many other clubs you've been playing for?
Yeah, I started off playing for Florida State. Then I went to, played with the Miami Tridents down in Miami. I moved up to New York. I played for Manhattan. Then we've sort of merged in, and now I'm playing for the New York Rugby Club. But I've been really lucky. I've played with the Wild Geese and the Warts, the Washington Area Rugby Touring Side, when I go on tour, and I play with the Mystic River Hombres when I go up to Lake Placid to the big tournament up there. So I've been able to play a lot. I've been really fortunate. I was recently in Dubai last year. I found the Dubai Exiles, and I went out and had a run around with those boys. I was in Singapore. I met up with that team down there. We've gone to Bermuda on tour a couple of times. So I think I've played in the Caribbean. I've played in Europe. I've played in Asia, and I've played in South Africa. So I've had a really fun experience playing rugby.
You sound like you've got the makings here of a second cookbook.
Well, that's as long as everyone buys this book, then yes, the second book is on the way. But one of the things I wanted to do, and I think I accomplished, was there's recipes from South Africa, there's recipes from Hong Kong, there's recipes from Singapore, there's recipes from England, Scotland, France, there's recipes from Uruguay. One of the things that I'm really proud of is Carlitos Pais is one of the rugby players from Uruguay whose plane crashed in the mountains, and I got a recipe from him. Apparently he's not a great chef. He makes one dish and he makes it very well, but that recipe's in there. So there's a lot of international flavor to it because rugby's an international game. I've done this. You go to any country in the world and you find a rugby team and they welcome you with open arms and a cold beer and, you know, probably a plate of whatever the local bars make.
So what's the support been like from the rugby community?
The rugby community has been incredible. They've provided me with lots of recipes and they've provided me with lots of support and everybody's really enjoyed the book. But where I've really been lucky is from Hooker Wines. There's a winery out in California owned by a hooker, funny enough, and they have a family winery. So Hooker Wines has come on board as a sponsor. It's a really nice wine, and I strongly urge you to pair lots of these dishes with lots of with lots of Hooker Wines. They make a great Syrah, and they make a great Chardonnay. So everybody in rugby's been great, but hey, a rugby winery, what's better than that?
Actually, you've done a lot of publicity and stuff with the books. You've been on tour, and you recently did a TV interview also.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I mean, I'm in the media. I worked in, you know, television and newspapers, so I have a lot of friends in the business. And yes, I managed to do a little bit of media. I was featured in a PBS program called Out of Ireland, where they came out and took some video of me running around on the field and talking a little bit about the Irish game and the Irish version of the game in America. So I've done that in some local TV and some newspapers and that sort of thing. So yeah, everybody's been good to me.
Now, I mentioned you were local. Where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn with my wife, Janet, who is the huge supporter of the book and urges me to sell more copies, and my daughter, Mackenzie, who's almost 13, and she's actually been out to rugby. She's helped me sell the book. I live in Brooklyn, and I play with the Gentlemen of New York. My home club is the Gentlemen of New York, an old boys team, which is the New York Rugby Club's old boys.
Okay. So we got a future eagle in our midst then.
I don't think she's going to be a lady eagle. I'm just not getting that feeling. She'd much rather be dancing or the theater, I think.
If people want to get the book, yes. Where do they go? Where can I send people to?
Call me. My number is, I have a website. It's called therugbycookbook.com, therugbycookbook.com. You can buy the book directly through the website. It's available in other places and other outlets. Look around, but I'd urge you to go through my website, therugbycookbook.com. You can get it right there, order it up, or just find me at a local field in New York or out at the bar. I referee, I'm traveling around.
And you always got a bunch of books with you, I guess.
Always have a bunch of books with me. Yes, I always have at least one.
Great. As you said, that Dave's got the information there on the book. We'll put it also up on the website. David, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much.
Wish you all the best. And looking forward to cooking some of the recipes up.
Yes, please. No, I think it's a fun book. I think what I think I captured in the book, and what I wanted to do was, it's not just a cookbook. It's not just a rugby book. It's a collection of, there's some rugby stories. There's some rugby factoids in there. There's some rugby trivia. And I think it really does showcase the whole breadth of rugby players and what they do and what they eat and some of the rugby culture. So I hope that that all shows up in the book.
Good stuff. As mentioned, you'll find everything up on the Rugby Life website. And until next time, cheers.